It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable John Rose, who represents the 6th Congressional District of Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. St. James.
It's good to see you again. And I believe the last time we had the chance to visit, was that World Ag Expo in Tulare? Were you there for that?
I think so, yes, absolutely.
So a listening session for the House Ag Committee. And by the way, congratulations on finding your way to that committee as well.
Right. Excited about that. Now several months in, and obviously an exciting year to be on the Ag Committee as we work on the 2023 Farm Bill.
Now, that's a good place to start, is Farm Bill. And how important is it to listen to the, I think USDA refers to them as stakeholders?
Sure, I think it's critical. You know, the Farm Bill is so important to farm country across the country. And of course, in turn, that's important to the American people because we all eat every day and we need a thriving agriculture in this country. And so the Farm Bill is, like it or not, important to how successful farmers are going to be financially, and in turn then, you know, the supply of food and fiber that we and energy that we have for the American people.
Now, let's look at the district for just a moment in that 6th congressional district. What are we seeing as far as current conditions around the district right now?
In terms of weather or agriculture generally?
Yeah, let's start with weather first, and then we'll move into ag a little more.
Sure, I think generally pretty good, but of course that's one of those things where you always have to be listening, and you don't have to go far geographically until you find, you know, unique conditions. So, you know, I think generally it's been a good spring for Tennessee farmers. Starting to get a little dry, I think they would all say, and some, even though we're coming up on harvest season for wheat, you know, I think they'd take some rain if they could get it.
Now, let's look at it from a little different perspective. Just a few years ago, agriculture was really booming. We've seen since then input costs increase, prices have decreased a little. Are we seeing a little bit of pressure in your communities?
I think a little bit, though. I think for careful planters, farmers that forward buy their inputs and are careful about that, and that, you know, are sophisticated in terms of marketing, I think they're still doing okay. Certainly the increasing input costs is a challenge, I think, to agriculture all across the country. And labor is, of course, an ongoing challenge for all farmers.
We talk about challenges. Are there regulatory challenges for producers?
Absolutely. And this administration, unfortunately, I think has been really pressing that envelope in a number of ways. Of course, the administration with a number of their initiatives, particularly on the Green New Deal side, you might say, is kind of pursued an all-of-government approach. So you even have, you know, groups like the Securities and Exchange Commission that you would perhaps have surmised might never really touch the typical farmer, but, you know, for goodness sakes, they've proposed a climate change rule that would touch literally every farmer in the country, I think. And so you see that pressure on agriculture. You know, those regulations ultimately increase costs. In the case of farmers, they're price takers, so they're not able to price those costs into their product. They take the price that they get at the market. And so that makes it tough for them. It squeezes them even more.
I find it not necessarily ironic, but you've had the opportunity to kind of be on the other side of that back home in a previous job where you had the opportunity to serve farmers. Was it a State Department?
State Commissioner of Agriculture. I served briefly in the early part of the 2000s when I was a young man, and was a great learning experience and really tuned me into agriculture. But of course, my background, I was trained as an agricultural economist years ago at Tennessee Tech and back in the district and at Purdue University. Great professors and a great education that I got. And of course, I have an active working farm. Today, a beef cow-calf operation, but long and deep ties to agriculture.
Well, and we'll kind of wrap this up with details on the listening session. You've got one coming up in Middle Tennessee, is that right?
That's right, June 26th and 27th. The public-facing part of that will be on the afternoon of June 26th, is a Monday, but we're going to be visiting several farms around Middle Tennessee and southern Middle Tennessee. You know, row crop operations, they're going to visit a beef processing or a meat processing facility, some horticultural operations, Tennessee Walking Horse Farm, and some other visits that should be insightful. And we're going to hear from Tennessee farmers and farmers across the region. Farm Bureau, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval is coming. And, of course, the Tennessee Farm Bureau, Tennessee Department of Agriculture folks will be there, hoping to have a good showing from the committee as well. G.T. Thompson, the chairman, will be with us, and looking forward to learning from the perspectives of our stakeholders in Tennessee.
So good to see you. Congratulations again on becoming a member of the House Ag Committee. Also forgot to mention that you're monetary policy under the Financial Services Committee. So you've got your hands full, don't you?
That's right. And I'm Frank Lucas and I, former chair of the Ag Committee. We both serve on the two digital assets committees, one from financial services side and one from the ag side. And of course, you know, dealing with the regulatory challenges in the financial services space is a current challenge to make sure the U.S. leads in that area. And so Frank and I are both getting to kind of work both sides of that issue.
So good to see you. Come back and see you soon, will you?
Thank you, Mr. St. James. Appreciate you having me on.
Again, it's the Honorable John Rose representing the 6th Congressional District of Tennessee, member of the House Ag Committee, and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.